Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. It is June the 11th. We survived another weekend. At least we hope we have. It's our phone lines here, 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And hopefully John Dixon has gotten his computer fixed. I mean, I listened to that one for a while at the relays. And,
we have stories to tell you.
We have a lot of stories from the Relay for Life. And what a great, great event that is. But, you know, we're joined today by Bad Bob.
And good morning.
Now, Bad Bob was busy all weekend, or at least on Saturday, because you were selling everything you own.
Both days. Well, no, the 30 years times two people accumulation of stuff, maybe more than 30 years.
So it was now, wait a minute.
Now, Bad Bob and Brenda have
this and that.
But Bad Bob and Brenda have a warehouse. It wasn't just a house. It was a warehouse full of stuff that you all were selling. So did it work?
Yeah, we managed to move quite a bit of it out, and a fair piece will be heading on, we'll be taking some stuff down to the thrift store, but we moved. It's interesting the people you meet at a moving sale.
did you any keepers?
it was just interesting, and you know, you have some piece of this or that, and how much for that? $5. Well, what if it doesn't work?
Well, then,
you're out $5. You know?
If it doesn't work, then it's $8. I mean, well, you know, but you
would you do it again?
I have divested myself of things I've been packing around since circa 1980. So, you know,
you mean those shorts and shirts that you know?
I thought you were going to say
give those up.
I have diverticulitis of garage sales.
Yeah, there's still a lot of stuff too. Our new house has just got boxes everywhere, and so we're going to do another sorting. You know, it's George Carlin was right.
stuff and my stuff.
Well, you know what? We don't have a lot of room to talk here because we've got a storage area filled up with stuff. And
we keep threatening.
And you know what? I know there's stuff in there that I have. Well, it's been in there since I've lived here, so it's
so
5 years.
You can't
I'm not
be
even
missing
sure
it.
What's in there.
Yeah. So we keep talking about. I keep threatening that I'm going to take.
I may have an old military stuff sale.
A lot
of stuff. I have a lot of that kind of stuff left over from different wars and stuff. No ammo, no grenades. Or
and
anything.
I think you're going to have to pass on there. The Harley collection that you bought somebody else's Ray John's collection at a.
I bought Ray John's collection
at a fundraiser, you know, to raise money. So when you were.
Yeah. I have every type of Harley stuff that you can imagine.
I'm, and
you
it's going to be for
I'm,
sale.
I am going to probably sell that too, but it has to go. It all has to go to one owner that really wants that kind of stuff.
Right.
Because I mean, Dr. Ray John put a lot of work into that, and it was going to go for almost nothing. So I bought as much of it as I could possibly do for a fundraiser for Haven Humane. Okay, let's go to the weather.
Okay, it looks like we're at 62 degrees right now. This is going to be one of those days we're going to jump 30 some degrees. It's going to be, we're looking at the forecast of 96, mostly clear tonight with temperatures around dropping to 61 and sunny and high. It's a lovely day. And again, Tuesday is going to be 94. Wednesday looks out like 94. And then the whole week is in those 90s. So, be thinking about that as you're getting ready with your plants. How much are they getting the direct sun? So on and so forth. The weather is always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards. And we, hope to be sharing with you this week some of the fly fishing expo that they're having out there, exhibit they're having out there for Father's Day brunch.
You know, Father's Day brunch out there is it's like Mother's Day brunch. It's so exceptional. If you have not been there for that, you need to go, my friends. It is, I mean, the service, the food, I mean, the total ambiance out there. And it's going to be beautiful up there. It's going to be cooler. And some old vineyards. Now, before we get into the rest of the show here, we've got all types of things. We've got Young Entrepreneur Week is starting, and I kept pushing them off because we had all the politics. But now it's time to get in here and start talking to young men and women, and starting at 8 o'clock this morning,
and I think
about how they started their businesses, how many of them left, you know, after they graduated from school, went off to college, went out in the world, and then came back here and started their businesses here again. I mean, it's great stories, and it shows the future of what's going on in Reading and the North State.
Absolutely, and it's a beautiful segue for two ways, one of which is that when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about what happened with Relay for Life, the spirit, the human spirit. Amazing. We have several stories to share with you about what we saw and things that I think you're going to love to hear on a Monday morning. Right now, talk about inspirational Josh Wiley
from our Wells Fargo Advisors. Inspire us, Josh.
Yeah, Mark, a minute. What's happening?
Okay, maybe...
Josh, are you there?
I am here.
Could you hear how we were talking about how inspirational you're going to be today?
Well, sorry to disappoint so far.
Oh, no.
You never disappoint.
Well, whatever it is, it is, and we like to hear what's happening.
Well, we have a mixed open in New York this morning. As expected, Spain did request a 100 billion euro bailout from the European Union, increasing speculation that the country's banks would receive recapitalization funding. And currently, the Dow's up 3 points at 12,558, while the NASDAQ is down 6 at 2,851, while the S&P 500 is down 1 at 1,324. Oil's up 7 cents this morning at $84.17 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 2.74%. Gold's down $3.60 this morning at $1,587, while silver's down a penny at $28.46 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks: Coca-Cola is up 37 cents at $75.62. Caterpillar is down 37 cents at $87.25, while Johnson & Johnson is down 13 pennies at $62.84. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 in the morning.
Oh, and we're all waiting to see if that was going to happen with Spain.
Yeah, and when we did that, you know, they're not calling it a bailout. Everybody else calls it a bailout, and now they follow Greece and Ireland and, who was in France for getting help, getting money. So Italy, not France. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to start talking about things that have happened over the weekend. Again, that Relay for Life. But we also want to talk a little bit about Bob Watson and his wife, Candace, and what happened to them, that horrible event that happened to them, and remember them in our prayers.
We'll take your calls when we come back here. You're listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Bingo is back in action at Wind River Casino. Don't miss Bingo's $25,000 hot summer blowout on Friday, June 29th. Over $25,000 must go. All jackpots must go. Speed Bonanza and Pick 8. 20 regular games pay $1,199. Paper $35. PhDs $99. Play our hottest new games, Triple Tribe, Bingo, and Super Bingo, for a chance to win $10,000. Over $100,000 guaranteed cash given away every month. You only have to be 18 to play. Don't like to dob? Let the machine do the work for you and try our hands-free electronic bingo. Plus, 10 lucky winners will be selected to share $2,000 in cash and a personal barbecue grill. Who says you can't win them all? It's more than just a game. It's high-stakes Indian bingo. So grab your friends and play Bingo's $25,000 hot summer blowout on Friday, June 29th. For details, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to winriver.com and check out our bingo calendar. Bingo calendar subject to change. It's better on the river.
What are you gonna do for dinner tonight? What are you in the mood for? How about a Jack's Grill, literally world-famous steak, a pork tender filet mignon, a hot and juicy New York, or brochet of beef cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile? Not in the mood for steak? How about deep-fried jumbo prawns, tender ocean scallops, or crunchy golden brown southern fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato, or french fries, and a large family-style bowl of tossed green salad with homemade dressing of your choice. Are you in the mood? Well, then tonight is your night to do Jack's Grill, a Reading landmark for over 70 years, serving the finest USDA choice meats, aged and prepared to perfection. Settle in for an evening with your friends, family, or that special someone. Order your favorite beverage and then sit back and prepare yourself for a superb dining experience. When you are in the mood, do Jack's Grill, open Monday through Saturday on California Street, downtown Reading.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried meats, cheeses, fruits, vegetables, and non-hybrid seed packs so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But what kind of crisis should you plan for? Civil unrest? Earthquake? Monetary crisis? Flood? Fire? Isn't Mount Lassen due? Here at the Patriot, we carry the Extreme Emergency Kit. It is a large plastic pail that contains water filtration system, stove, hand crank flashlight and radio, four blankets, two tube tents, first aid kits, food for two people for 2 weeks, and a various assortment of useful things that you may need when you need them, all for over $100 less than most internet sites. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:16 in the morning on June the 11th. Yeah, gosh, and I've lost a year, or I just lost 6 months.
Well, we have a place that's painted. It's kind of a, we just freshly painted. We'd love to have you come down and share the studios. We're going to make an announcement with who, not now, but within the next, you know, this morning show.
Within the next 45
right,
minutes.
About who won the smoker barbecue. We have a shout out for some people, later on with the relay, but, I know there's a couple things really that were so, perilous that happened over the weekend.
Well, you know, and I'm sure most everybody's heard this, but Bob Watson, who was the superintendent out at Grant School, retired, and his wife, Candace, were attacked by, it appears to be their nephew, he's admitted it, nephew was staying with them from, I think he's from Oregon, and on Friday morning, killed the wife, Candace, and then stabbed Watson so many times that he was unconscious and unable to talk. But I just want to, you know, it's we knew them, and we, it's one of those things that when something like this happens, it's just, it's horrendous for a community, but I hope everybody's prayers and thoughts are going out to Bob and Candace.
Candace's family.
Candace's family and their family, my gosh.
And the neighbors have to be, you know, it's like.
Nothing like that happens out where they live.
Well, but here's the reality is. You know, you talk about, again, the human spirit. Their nephew was released. I think they were giving him early probation or something like that. But
we'd heard that. Not from Mikel. I don't
know. From jail?
We don't know that for sure.
Oh, he thought he was on probation. I thought they were trying to do an early or something. I don't know. We'll find a complete story.
They were helping him.
Right.
Were helping him. You know, and one of the things that was written in the paper, one of the comments, not all the comments are bad, said that how many times, you know, that they've seen people and they'll say something to a kid, you know, like something when they're lost in their game world, and they get this look, and it sometimes frightens them. And I was thinking, and there was comments there, my gosh, you know what, if you say something to a relative and it frightens you, there's something wrong. You need to confront that one right then, you know, while you can. You know, if they do something that frightens you, you need to tell their parents, or you need to address that with the child, right?
Or if a child is torturing animals or being extremely, like, bullying. I mean, no, seriously.
Well, that's
true. How many people?
Right.
This is family. This is you. This is what happens in the real world. Not that. That's the extreme of what's just happened over this horrible incident, a murder. And these are people that we see all the time in our community, very, very involved. The superintendent of Grant, I mean, I wonder how many lives this man has touched. And Candace, all the work that she's done. So, you know, these are just, you know, it's just that we have people in our lives. Everybody has people in their lives. I can't say that they have the glory. It's just fractured people in our lives. I don't know what. It'll be interesting as we go on to see what were the signs.
Well, there's signs. There's always signs. It's, you know, when people say, well, there's no signs. Yes, there are. And but what happened on this one, but well, we won't know, I guess, until Bob can say something. I don't know if the nephew's talking at all. Anyway, we're going to take a break here. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about something, though, that's very positive, and the Relay for Life and the human spirit and the and the way that they stand with each other.
And the stories that we want to share with you.
And we want to talk about a family that's so close to us, and we didn't know them. We knew their son and daughter, but when we met them, it showed us a way that America in many ways has gone away from, and we could be so much stronger as a nation, as a community, and as families, just by watching what we just saw over this weekend. Plus, a couple people we met, we got to give some shout-outs to them. We'll do all that when we get back from our break here. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, 7:20 in the morning. We'll be right back.
Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
In the mood for fair? The Shasta District Fair opens Wednesday with free grandstand and Pepsi stage entertainment, including high-flying motorcycle action Wednesday night, a tribute to the Eagles Thursday, Friday night's Colin Ray concert, Saturday night auto racing, and Sunday Destruction Derby, hypnotist Chris Mabry, carnival, junior livestock auction, and much more. Pepsi Waterworks Park Kids Day is Wednesday with free admission 12 and under and the Pepsi stage drawing at 6 p.m. Thursday is Seniors Day with free admission 62 and older and the annual wine tasting event from 6 to 9 p.m. Try a taste of Northern California wines in the Shasta Wine Garden, open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. daily, and sponsored by Shasta Cascade Viticulture Association, promoting local wineries. Enjoy a glass of wine produced by one of our many local wineries in a comfortable adult setting. You know a good wine when you taste it, and what better place to try our locally grown wine than during your day at the Shasta District Fair. Purchase your favorite by the glass or by the bottle. Discover this special venue behind the office at the main entrance to the fairgrounds, the Shasta District Fair at the fairgrounds in Anderson.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with free pre-approvals and an experienced staff who will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Ryan, technician with Safe Light Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With Safe Light, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster. Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight. We'll even handle the paperwork. It's easy. A quick call is all it takes. So choose SafeLight.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Hey, welcome back. It's Monday. It's like in 2 days, we forget everything we've learned in 2.5 years.
So Carl Lindebach.
Carl Lindebach, Free Fire Radio, 7:25 in the morning, June the 11th, 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And John Dixon is back on the chat room. And as John says, maybe he should have redone his IP address.
He came out
and supported.
That has nothing to do with the bathroom, by the way.
the bathroom.
He came out to Relay for Life. Thank you, John. He did some laps. He came out.
He ran.
Wore the T-shirt. Was part of the KCNR.
Oh, speaking
cut.
Of T-shirts and the Relay for Life, T-shirts. You know, we had T-shirts made. I think we got a couple left. For our team and people that came out and participated in this. And you know, guys, Bad Bob, when you put a T-shirt on, you put a T-shirt on, right? We get a T-shirt. Guys put a T-shirt on. We wear a T-shirt, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
Girls, when they get a T-shirt, the first thing that comes out is scissors. And it becomes a fashion statement, a T-shirt. And I tell you what, they were cut and twisted and tied. You know what? None of them look like T-shirts. There were no T-shirts left after they finished, you know, chopping
them. It's the beauty of being able to chop it up and know this is how I'm going to wear it.
Okay, Relay for Life. Gosh, you know, a couple thousand people out there, people for 24 hours. Talk about people with a love for life and people that support each other. This is what, the 12th year in a row, I think, or the 12th year for Relay for Life.
The Survivor
Lap. And then the Survivor Lap. And at first there was, when they first started this years and years ago, there were very few of them. Now there's hundreds that make that first lap. And if you don't have a tear in your eye at the end of that, you're not, you know, you have no heart.
Did you stay up for the Luminaria?
We were there for the Luminaria. We had our team there, and we were broadcasting, you know, part of the time there. You know, we're calling back, you know, to different shows on Saturday and Sunday. But Linda sang the national anthem. Then she sang a song that she had written for a time like this called Let the Miracles Begin.
It was beautiful. It was my honor, you know, of course. It was my honor. So the survivors are, you know, in their purple shirts, and there were several hundred survivors walking around the lap. And then the people, you know, the sound guys, the people who emceed were up for 24 hours nonstop. They are the cheerleaders. Live bands. I also want to do a shout out. This morning I drove through because, you know, we've been painting, so I didn't know if our coffee machine, da, da, da. Anyway, so I drive through Naked Coffee this morning, which is right down the street. Lovely folks. They were there all 24 hours with their coffee. Everything donated. The people's time. They were telling me this morning. I said, you know, they said, how do you feel today? And I said, well, I'm wiped out. They said, yeah, we feel like we did a bender. Because they said at nighttime the wind came up. It was so, you know, it was a long period of time. But she was talking about her sister-in-law who was sitting with her and how many bouts of cancer that she had. And so, you know, everybody that's there, somehow our lives again. Yeah. And our community, our neighbors, our families are touched by somebody surviving, somebody not surviving, somebody going through the treatment. But anyway, so I want to do a shout out to one of the many businesses, Naked Coffee, and she was saying that the kids that came out, they were tipped. They donated everything, all the money, all the coffee, every single thing was donated back to cancer research. So a shout out to one of the businesses. We'll be talking about that because that's amazing, and that's what it is all about.
I want to do a shout out to Greg C. and his wife. His wife is a survivor, and she said, you know what? This man took care of me an entire year, and Greg listens to us every morning. So
good morning, Greg, and thank you
for what you've done, and thank you so much for, you know, such a beautiful wife, and she walked a lap with us, and you have got to watch your blood pressure from what I understand. You listen to us all the time, which is fine, and he's got a great business from home so he can work at home, so he gets to listen to talk radio all the time. So I don't say gets to or what, but about the time he hits Savage, his blood pressure goes way up. So watch your blood pressure, get out there and keep walking, you'll be okay. And anyway, but a big shout out for you. Another big shout out to our sales director, Santos Urban, and his brother Sam Urban.
This is an amazing 50 story.
50 miles. They ran 50 miles starting Saturday morning at 9:30, 200 laps apiece. It wasn't 50, you know, one did half, one did the other half. No, they both ran that. So they ran a total of 100 miles for Relay for Life. And, together, you know, each of them ran 200 laps.
Right.
And the thing about it is that they did it for that. And when we come back, we want to talk a little bit more about that. but about also another part that we saw that was just, to us, meant so much, was the support of Santos Urban's family when they came out to support this Relay for Life.
It was a beautiful thing, very inspirational. I want to share that with you when we get back.
Okay, Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. We're going to be talking about a lot of other things, and we'll be starting Entrepreneurs at 8 o'clock.
Fox Business Network, Wall Street is kicking off the trading day in a sea of green. Investors are optimistic over the latest efforts from the Eurozone finance ministers to bail out Spain, but they are worried over the upcoming Greek election and the global growth outlook. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is up about 25 points. Chrysler is adding more than 137,000 Jeep Liberty SUVs to a safety recall. According to National Highway Traffic Safety, the automaker added the 2006 and 2007 model years to the recall, bringing the total to nearly 347,000 vehicles. The agency says lower control arms in the rear suspension of the vehicles can rust and break, possibly causing a crash. And the price tag for this year's lunch with the Oracle of Omaha is nearly $3.5 million. That was the record-setting last-minute bid from a mystery buyer in this year's charity auction. This marks the 13th year that Buffett's participating in the auction. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Ryan, technician with Safe Light Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With Safe Light, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster. Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight. We'll even handle the paperwork. It's easy. A quick call is all it takes. So choose SafeLight.
Love your legs again. You don't have to live with varicose veins. MD Imaging encourages you to take a new look at the different options available to help you love your legs again. Our non-surgical solutions eliminate varicose veins with no hospital stay, little scarring, and no lengthy recovery. Our vein specialists offer the latest treatments that provide many benefits over what you may have heard about vein treatments in the past. And MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialist to find out about your options. Love your legs again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945, the North State's only comprehensive vein center, MD Imaging.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hey,
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio here, 735 on June the 11th. And today is, talking about, when we want to finish up talking about, is at the Relay of Life. Santos Urban, as we said, is our sales director, and he and his brother ran, but the whole family came out with Santos Urban Sr. and his bride, Lucille, and all the kids came out. I mean, there must have been, 15 urbans or semi-urbans there. And they did all the cooking.
Semi-urban.
Well, no, there's not.
Suburban?
Yeah,
a suburb of urban was there because what great people. I mean, wow. I look at this and the way the family is.
Bob, you missed the best cookout ever.
I mean, this man can barbecue, and then we had the chili beans and we had the, potato salad. I mean, the whole thing. He cooked for everybody. Man. That was going to be there, from our team. But the one aspect was the way this family is tight.
Their unit.
The unit there like that. And you've got the patriarch, Santos Sr., and the way that the family is, all the kids are, they're respectful. And they're, the kids come up and hug you. When they're leaving, they give hugs. So, I mean, there's obviously love in the family. And you look at this, and I think, our family unit so many times is breaking down. We see the large cities and what the problems are is that there aren't families, there aren't strong leadership figures in the families, and they're not, there's strife, there's no fathers in the family, and there's children. But in this family, mom, she's got three or four kids around her. They're all grandkids, and they all look alike. And it is just something that is lovely to see. And it's just something that you can see.
Filled our hearts up.
That's exactly right. And I can't say enough that so many problems in our society could be fixed by something like
within
this,
the family
with a
unit.
Strong family unit like we just saw.
Well, weekend. It's like in every family unit, again, not to be redundant here, but we all have it. You can have strife. You can have somebody in your family that maybe is going through a hard time within the unit. The unit gets around them, and the kids need a sitter. Or the kids need to be here. I mean, you've got moms. You've got mother-in-laws and father-in-laws and just the family and then a familia. Familia. And we saw that it was words cannot describe the feeling of seeing these people come in, set up, be there for their sons, be there for their kids. Santos was doing it for all the reasons that would be like, relatives having cancer, for all those people that he said, all those people who have needles in them, I can do this. I'm running for them.
He said that. He says, I'm running because of the people with needles in them can't. And it was, and Santos is not an emotional person. But when he said this, it was how he feels. And so anyway, so a shout out to the Urban family. And thank you so much for letting us become part of your family, at least for a short period of time. Other things that went on there, all the different, like you said, all the different businesses. The lady that was the, and I don't know her name, the lady that was the cheerleader up front, the one that was on the mic for 20.
Two MCs.
You're right, two MCs, but they were on it all the way from 9 o'clock in the morning on Saturday till 9 o'clock in the morning on Sunday. Anyway, so a big shout out for everybody that participated.
And if you get a chance next year, trust us when we tell you that it is a 24-hour period of time. And at nighttime, when the lights go dark, actually, here's what happened. Thousands of people out there on the Shasta College racetrack, kids, families, and they light bags up, illuminate bags in memory of somebody that has passed. Or somebody who is, dealing with the thought behind it is, these are, and then they flash a picture up on a big screen, and then their names are called. And all the lights in the stadium go dark, and it is silent, and then you hear the bagpipers, you know, in formation, walk around, and everybody around at that track. Point stops, and it's silent. It really is. It's very sacred. It was a sacred feeling. Everybody was there. This isn't, you know, and there's no drinking. You know, when you get inside that track, there's no alcohol. There's no smoking. And people were clean afterwards. It was so nice to see that afterwards. The people didn't leave their crap everywhere. They picked up their tent. There were everything. It was respectful. Everything about this event had integrity. There was integrity and honor. And it's a lovely feeling in this time, in these times, to be part of something where there's integrity and honor.
And we'll be right back. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio.
Hi, I'm Deanna Wallner. My husband Andy and his brother Patrick cherish the memory of their founder, Al Barefoot Wallner, for his commitment to build a company based on integrity, superior service, and 100% customer satisfaction. The Wallner family employ professionals highly trained to assist you in saving both water and energy. They can provide water audits to save money while conserving our precious natural resources. Wallner's team can provide you with water-saving dual-flush toilets, low-flow shower heads, and a selection of the most energy-efficient heating, air conditioning, and solar water heating systems on the market today. You can depend on Wallner. They have a proven reputation as the North State's total comfort specialist for real service, real experience, real value, real savings, and real guarantees. No job is too large. Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Over 44 years serving Shasta and Tehama counties.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Are you facing home foreclosure, unpaid bills, mounting credit card debts, wage garnishments? Financially, do you feel overwhelmed? Take that first step to a new beginning.
Did you know bankruptcy is an act of responsibility? It provides closure to your financial woes and puts you in a position to move forward. I'm Lucky Jasrani, your local bankruptcy attorney. Call me today for a free consultation to discuss how my team can help you. 241-3350. That's 241-3350.
We are a debt relief agency. We help people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
It's Drake and Bill.
Hey, Drake.
Hey, Bill.
Don't you just love sunbathing in the park?
Yeah, Drake, it's so relaxing just soaking up the sun. Better be careful, though. Don't want your bill to get sunburned.
Hey, Bill, you see what I'm seeing?
Oh!
That lady's dog's about to... Oh, no, not there. Oh.
Ew, why did you make me look at that?
Oh, no, it's cool. She's prepared. She brought a bag to clean it up. Check it out. Turn the bag inside out. Scoop. All gone. Like it never happened.
Oh, she's smart. Probably knows that if that stuff gets into the storm drains, it's going to pollute rivers and streams.
Ugh, dogs are disgusting.
What Drake and Bill are trying to say is not everyone understands that our storm drains can flow directly into our streams and rivers. Pollutants can cause adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even ducks. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Public Works Stormwater Program.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR. Can you believe it's 75 degrees? It just jumped up. Love that. Isn't that, that's a wonderful typical weather on when it starts to get to this time of year. Going to be 96 today and mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 61. The weather's always brought to you by Ensalmo Vineyards. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew.
That's right, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Go on there for Espresso Joe's, great coffee, great icy drinks. Frappes and all those other things they can make, and they have specials at $3 for 20 ounces. You can't beat that. And of course, Last Stick Standing, big sale on cigars, and they will meet or beat any price on tobacco in this town. And Joe and Shelley have been in business here 35 years. Veterans get discounts. They do so much for our community. It's just so much more than just a store along Hilltop. That's Tobacco and Brew. All right. I want to talk, shout out to Indie Guy. Indie Guy brought me a hog, a Harley hog.
Oh.
And that's what it is. It's a little hog, you know, dressed in Harley outfit. So we have it here in the, we have that here in the station too. So it's, we always like to have that. We had people buying or donating money have a chance to buy, to win this great, great, great smoker and barbecue made by Mike Huber. Out there. And
from a state granite.
And he builds these things out of the 50-gallon drums. And it's painted red with the KCNR 1460 logo on it. And if you didn't want that, you could have had something else that he will put together. But we had a number of people that, you know, bought chances for this. So we're going to do a drawing today, and we're going to have Bad Bob pull the tag out. Do we have all the tickets there?
So here's the way. Listen.
Whoa, I didn't think it was going to be that exciting today.
Well,
okay.
That's what the tickets are inside the zipper bag.
Wait a minute.
Shaking it up, baby.
What's Bad Bob running around in circles for here? He's all excited. He's getting things out of his pocket. And
so.
Oh, he's got his camera. Okay. All right.
Oh,
are you ready, Bad Bob?
We got to do this right.
Okay. He wants to do this right. While we're doing that, let's just talk about a couple of the things then.
Oh, you know what? Some of these were not ripped up. There were.
Okay. Rip them up so that they can. All right. So they can.
See, I haven't looked.
So we can.
I
gotta
do them individually.
Everybody gets a fair chance.
They just filled out the strip, you know, with the tickets with their names on the back. And so here we go. I'm here. Hear me ripping. I want to make it very official. We said we're going to do this.
Okay. While you're doing that, we'll talk about a letter to the editor today. And we're going to get to this after the next break.
No, go ahead. Let's do it.
Okay, there's a letter to the editor today, and I saw that. It's kind of interesting. There's so many things going on. You know, the bailouts and banks, you know, the unemployment rate's gone up. The economy is still in a huge battle. There's no jobs. I mean, the jobs are, you know, they're being produced are down in five figures instead of six figures where it has to be. And then you see in the cutbacks in the budget, $500 billion in the military, $500 billion in the military, and then there was a letter to the editor, and it says, you know, essentially that the military industrial complex has picked their new target, China, and it went on from there about a passionate letter that the military is there out there, you know, picking a new target so they can keep buying and keep building and spending. And I look at that, and I think to myself that, the military, for the most part, the last time I looked, was being run by Congress and the President of the United States. That the military doesn't really start wars on its own. I know that people may think that, but it's your elected representatives, the ones that kept putting money into Iraq and Afghanistan, Senator Obama and President Obama, who lengthened the wars and put more people into it. But you start talking about it, and you had a $500 billion cut in the budget, which takes our military to the smallest navy since World War I. Any manned aircraft programs for the first time in 100 years has ceased. There's no new ones out there. You're seeing cuts of 25,000 Marines and 50,000 soldiers. You're seeing the wings, literally aircraft wings in the Air Force are being stood down. So it's getting a lot smaller. And so when to think that China is not a potential rival out there, and so many times America has made this huge, you know, mistake that, oh gosh, the Russians went away, so we don't need a strong military. And in fact, you do need a strong military. And though I don't like the idea of being policemen of the world, we also have to have the capability to project our power, you know, outside the borders of the United States, so we don't
keep
end up
honest.
Fighting here. So we don't do our fighting here within our borders. And China has launched its first aircraft carrier and its first battle group. And they're not doing that to protect the Yangtze, you know, river. They're doing that to project their power out. So to say that we shouldn't be looking at potential adversaries is it's naive. It's naive to say that we shouldn't be planning for the future, because so many times we fought the last war. And what that means is that we got all ready to fight the last war, and we produced our weapons to do that, and the war and technology and everything has changed so much that now we have to fight in a different way. Nobody wants to fight a land war. Nobody wants to go to war. You know, trust me, nobody wants to go to war that's fought in wars. So to say it's the military doing this is somewhat naive when they are controlled as they should be. The military should be controlled by our elected representatives.
Well, I'll tell you what, when you've got the SEAL, if you watch Act of Valor, that'll bring it home. You know, like if one of your own was off in a third world and was kidnapped or, you know, was held by terrorists or in a smuggling, and damn straight you'd want a SEAL team or some special ops team to go behind lines.
And have that capability.
And have the capability of getting your loved one out. I think your tune would change.
Well, it's just that protecting the shores of our country, you know, doesn't start off the coast of California. It starts maybe in the mountains of Afghanistan. Maybe it starts in the deserts of Iraq. And maybe in the jungles of other places that we need to have, be able to put people there and put force out there.
And the tunnels.
And for us to say that it doesn't is, it would be nice if we didn't have to. Wouldn't it be nice if we knew there would never be war again?
Yeah.
And wouldn't it be nice if there, we knew, you know, that we could take the money and everybody in the world just kind of like get into a giant kumbaya? Well, it's not going to happen. It'll never happen. And so if we don't plan, if we don't plan to fight, then we're going to be controlled at some point by people that do plan to fight and not afraid to fight. All right, we've got to take a break. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. When we come back, we're going to do the ticket drawing.
If I could turn back time, if I could find a way, I'd take back those words that have hurt you.
In the mood for fair? The Shasta District Fair opens Wednesday with free grandstand and Pepsi stage entertainment, including high-flying motorcycle action Wednesday night, a tribute to the Eagles Thursday, Friday night's Colin Ray concert, Saturday night auto racing, and Sunday Destruction Derby, hypnotist Chris Mabry, carnival, junior livestock auction, and much more. Pepsi Waterworks Park Kids Day is Wednesday with free admission 12 and under, and the Pepsi stage drawing at 6 p.m. Thursday is Seniors Day with free admission 62 and older, and the annual wine tasting event from 6 to 9 p.m. Try a taste of Northern California wines in the Shasta Wine Garden, open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. daily, and sponsored by Shasta Cascade Viticulture Association, promoting local wineries. Enjoy a glass of wine produced by one of our many local wineries in a comfortable adult setting. You know a good wine when you taste it, and what better place to try our locally grown wine than during your day at the Shasta District Fair? Purchase your favorite by the glass or by the bottle. Discover this special venue behind the office at the main entrance to the fairgrounds, the Shasta District Fair at the Fairgrounds in Anderson.
Hi there, I'm Kirk Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Saturns. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? Or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee, all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost, and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Reading at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kirk Taylor, and let's set your appointment today. 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
You worked hard to get to this point. You eat properly and take care of yourself. There are just a few areas that still are giving you problems. That's where we come in. We can help sculpt those trouble spots. Body Genesis. 356-2590. Man made better.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. 7:55 in the morning, June the 11th. 530-605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And the chat room is in there talking about, you know, politics like they do a lot. And looks like the big thing is anybody but Obama at this point. But we'll see. Okay, now it's time.
Well, it should be interesting. Before we do the drawing, just wanted to put in there, too, that at 8 o'clock, you know, after we do, of course, our Wells Fargo moment, we have two young entrepreneurs. This week, we're going to be highlighting the young entrepreneurs of the North State. You're going to be hearing new names. You're going to be hearing about new businesses, what they're doing. I think it's really encouraging for us to be able to have these moments because this is our future. These are the people who are here doing it that are, you know, in their 20s and their 30s. And it's not like we're not doing it too. I stage in our life, but I mean, it's encouraging to see that people are putting themselves on the line. So we're going to hear a lot of these great stories.
Yeah, none of them are franchise types either.
Yeah,
they're businesses.
Their entrepreneurial spirit of like you say, okay, I'm bringing all my stuff in. We're going to hear about that. So I think that's really encouraging, and also we'll find out about a lot of stuff we don't know about, which is always great too. Now,
it's the time.
This is the time. Where's the drum roll? I am handing the envelope to Bob Belongi.
He's going to reach
in. He's going to reach in. These are orange tickets.
Hundreds.
We sold a ticket that would be 1 for $5 or 6 for $20. So we have no idea who he's going to be calling out. So you are going to win this phenomenal smoker.
First name only. I hope you have a list somewhere of the references for the first names. And that first name is Randall.
Randall.
So if your name is Randall,
Randall,
and you have the number,
Randall
Gempling,
Webster Regional Medical Center came over and bought $8,000 worth of tickets. So we know
Randall,
who that is.
You know what's really cool about this? Randall came on Friday. Randall is a cancer survivor.
Yep. Hey, there you go.
And boy, I'll tell you what was really cool about it because, you know, we've known Randall, of course, and I always say, I will do shout out for his beautiful bride. They are such a great couple, a power couple, always showing up, being supportive of the community. Randall had gone through,
chemotherapy
and had to be quarantined, if you will.
He had to wash his hands. He washed his hands so many times, my friends, that he literally washed off his fingerprints.
He told us this over the Saturday at
right.
the walk.
47 times a day he had to wash his hands because of the chance of infection.
And, of course, his beautiful bride was there to support him. And the hero, not only the survivors, but the families. I mean, they're the heroes, too. And so Randall shared, they shared their story with us, and we sat in our hut, and they joined us in the hut. And we've come to really know and like them very, very much, and are so happy to call them friends in our lives. So we're so happy, and Randall listens, and he was like, yeah, like we talked about his motorcycle ride across the country. And we had him on Friday. He's the CEO of Shasta Regional.
And he's also into the this working with the Chamber of Commerce, of course, with the helping businesses, helping local businesses. So this kind of gets into this week, helping local businesses that are having some problems. All you have to do is give the Chamber of Commerce a phone call and say that you need to you want to talk to somebody in this group, and they'll come out. And if it means more business, they can help you that way. If it needs taking a look at your books, taking a look at costs and expenses, they come down there, and it's very, very stealthy when they do it. In other words, nobody's not going to know about it. So you can go down and get help from all these high priced, from high priced executives, help that would cost you thousands of dollars for free. And so anyway, Randall Hempling has started that one, and he wanted this. He was buying tickets already on Friday. He fell in love with the barbecue smoker, and so now he's going to have KCNR 1460 forever in the backyard.
Great guy.
When we come back, we're going to start our start this week with our young entrepreneurs. We have two of them, and I'm looking forward to this because I don't know who they are. I mean, I've met them, but they're
fresh faces.
That's right.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding. We'll be right back.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. A member of President Obama's cabinet involved in back-to-back car accidents over the weekend had a seizure. That's the official explanation in Washington as the investigation continues in California. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in D.C.
This happened Saturday in suburban L.A. when Commerce Secretary John Bryson first got into a fender bender.
He did contact the occupants of the other vehicle, but then left the scene, which makes it a hit-and-run collision.
L.A. County Sheriff's Lieutenant Margarito Robles says minutes later, Bryson was in another accident. Deputies found him unconscious behind the wheel. He spent the night in the hospital. He's now back in D.C. A statement from Commerce this morning blames the incidents on a seizure. Lisa?
Rich, the jury at the Penn State sex abuse trial seeing pictures of Jerry Sandusky's accusers as part of opening statements this morning. The former assistant football coach accused of abusing 10 boys over 15 years denies everything. Uncharged Guantanamo Bay detainees who want to challenge their detentions will not get another day at the U.S. Supreme Court. Fox Radio's Jared Halpern live in Washington.
4 years after ruling detainees held at the Cuban naval base without charges have a right to challenge confinements, the justices are refusing to hear some of those challenges. The justices rejecting arguments, a federal appeals court in Washington has largely ignored that order. More than 160 foreigners remain at Guantanamo, 5 facing military trials for their roles in the 9/11 attacks. The justice is also not revealing anticipated rulings on the president's health care law or Arizona's immigration enforcement, both of those expected later this month. Lisa.
Jared, a move to hold Attorney General Eric Holder in contempt of Congress over Fast and Furious is now set for a House committee vote next week.
The Congress has oversight, and they want answers as to why this program was authorized, who knew about it, and why it went so awry.
Fox's Chad Pergram on Capitol Hill. Holder denies stonewalling the investigation. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Hi, I'm a home. You know where your heart is? Don't worry, I know how you feel about me. That's why you need to get me flood insurance. If you get homesick after a few days, imagine how a flood would make you feel. Just a few inches of water can cost tens of thousands of dollars in damage. And homeowners insurance doesn't cover floods. But in moderate to low risk areas, flood insurance starts as low as $129 a year. Visit floodsmart.gov to learn how a flood could affect you.
According to Mayan prophecy, 2012 will be the last Father's Day ever because the world is actually ending in what looks like a fiery zombie alien apocalypse. Heads up! So let's make this Father's Day ultra cool. Give Ice Blue Aquavelva aftershave.
Happy Father's Day, Dad!
Thanks, son. Refreshing.
A Father's Day favorite for generations, Aquavelva cools, firms, and tones.
Look out! Aliens! Zombies!
Stay cool, Dad!
Aquavelva. Men get it.
Aquavelva. What?
A British embassy convoy attacked in eastern Libya. This just days after a bombing near a U.S. consulate in the same area. An earthquake in northern Afghanistan triggering a landslide, 20 homes buried. No confirmation on casualties yet. The manhunt continues after a shooting rampage in Auburn, Alabama. Happened over the weekend at a pool party where this witness says a fight broke out over a woman.
It went from us chilling with all these females to a massacre for no No reason.
Three people killed, including two former Auburn University football players, three others injured.
All of the victims were under 21, and Auburn police have identified the shooter as 22-year-old Desmonte Leonard.
It's happened. We can't change that, but those that are responsible need to pay the price.
Mayor Bill Hamm and police officials say Leonard has three warrants for capital murder and is likely armed and very dangerous.
Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley. Another deadly weekend in Chicago.
At least 8 people are dead and 40 wounded in violence over the last few days. Chicago Police Superintendent Gary McCarthy blames the gangs for most of it.
None of this is okay.
And he says his department is working to fix it, but it's going to take a while.
It didn't get this way overnight. The gang problem in the city goes back 40, 50, 60 years.
Two of those killed were at a party when someone opened fire. Police say in other incidents, a roving gang of teenagers targeted and beat people who were leaving a blues festival or walking in Chicago's downtown area. 8 of them have been arrested. In Chicago, Jennifer Kuiper, Fox News Radio.
Nationwide, though, a decline in violent crime for a fifth straight year. The FBI reporting murder, rape, robbery, and aggravated assault all down last year and in all four regions of the country. The preliminary data also finding a decline in property crimes for a ninth straight year. A market rally overseas fueled by a bailout for banks in Spain, not holding so far on Wall Street. The Dow down more than 40 points. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Radio. I'm Carl Lindabad, June 11th, 8:05 in the morning. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. We've
how
got a lot
weather?
Of people. Well, how about the weather?
Yeah, it's 8 o'clock in the morning, of course. When we come right in, we're before we get to Josh Wiley, who's holding for us to tell us about the Wells Fargo market moment. Let's talk about the weather. It's going to be hot today. Temperatures around 96. Currently 77 degrees in downtown studios. It's going to be mostly clear tonight. Temperatures around 61 degrees. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Right now, we've got a couple callers, but let's first go to Josh Wiley, who's telling us the market. What's happening in the market now, Mike? My gosh, the stuff with Spain, what's happening?
Well, the major averages are down in early morning trading. Currently, the Dow's down 40 points at 12,514, while the NASDAQ is down 11 at 2,847, and the S&P 500's down 3 at 1,321. Oil's down 41 cents at $83.69 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 2.71%. Gold's down $2.60 this morning at $1,588, while silver's down 11 pennies at $28.35 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, Cisco Systems is down 6 pennies at $16.66. J.P. Morgan's down a quarter at $33.43, while Verizon is up 39 cents at $42.83. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. You know, we have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 in the morning. And they give us the latest in our markets from Wall Street. Go down and visit them at Park Marina Drive. See Josh or Susan or Kathy or Chris. All right, let's go to the phones. And Elizabeth.
Good morning.
Do you have our latest update?
Good morning. How are you two today?
We're great, thank
you. We're fine. We didn't run the 50 miles like Santos did. I haven't seen him yet.
My neighbor walked 30 miles.
Oh,
well,
gosh,
you know, that must have been the whole, she must have been, or he or she must have gone.
It's an all-day deal.
Saw people doing that walking.
They did.
Constantly.
They have, that's why it's the 24-hour marathon, because I guess if you can only do two, there are people out there in wheelchairs. I mean, literally, limping in wheelchairs. So, anyway, Elizabeth from We the People, and of course, you also.
From the Red Inchy Party.
Yeah, absolutely. And what's happening tonight with your meetings?
Well, tonight we are going to recap, obviously, all of our local, state, national elections. We're going to talk about how to properly vet candidates. We are going to talk about how to work on a candidate's campaign. We're actually going to kick that off tonight, and we're going to be spending the majority of our Monday nights, at least with a breakout group on elections, up until November, where we teach people the process. so that they are not influenced necessarily by their neighbors, by the media, or by someone else's opinion, but we're going to teach them how to logically and systematically make a decision on who to vote for.
Do you all support anybody?
You know, we don't as a group. And it's really interesting because if you have conversations among the group, you will find that there are a lot of different opinions and a lot of different preferences among everybody. I mean, I know I voted differently than a lot of people that I'm really close to. So
I know that Obama vote just kind of canceled mine out.
You're funny. But, you know, at the end of the day, when you step into that booth and vote for the candidates of your choice,
it's very personal.
It's between you and the ballot.
Right.
But you need to understand, you know, I think that, you know, it really upsets me when only 25% of the people vote.
Yeah.
But it really upsets me, I think, would be even more if you had 25% that didn't even understand what the proposition was about or even what the candidate looked like.
Yeah,
and there's people that do that.
And that can be a problem.
Yeah.
And so we will become the clearinghouse for all the true information and teaching people how to read an initiative, how to read a proposition, to understand what's behind it, to follow the money and see who's funding it. That's a big story right there. We'll teach them how to navigate the California Secretary of State website so that they can find out where the contributions are coming from that go to the candidates. I mean, there's so much reading between the lines that will tell you what you need to know before you make your decision.
And informed electorate is
a
happy electorate.
One.
It's a powerful one, too. Okay.
Well, so Elizabeth, Monday
thank
night,
you.
Tonight,
yep.
6 o'clock, 2570 South Bonneview Road, Destiny Fellowship Church.
Thank you so much
thank
for what
you
do. Thanks
thank
for the phone
you.
Call.
Bye-bye.
All right. Hey, just before we take our break and get started, is that just listening, if you're listening to the news on Fox, and Chicago had, 40 shot and so many killed, is that they've got the strongest anti-gun laws in the nation in Chicago. And they have all this violence. And then I remember that when we were in Iraq, in the middle of some really tough times there in 06, a lot of incidents, that it was still safer for our young Marines to be in Iraq than it was, if you look at the age group, that 18 to 25, it was safer for them to be in Iraq in a combat zone than it was in Chicago. And
wow.
It sounds like it probably still is. Anyway, okay, we're going to take a quick break here. Carl on the bottom. We're going to be bringing back Dan Lockwood and Will Keeler, and we're going to be talking about the future here of Redding Anderson in North State and Shasta County.
Chances for fun in the sun for everyone are heating up to win in the Group Therapy Swipe to Win. Don't miss our $10,000 first chance drawing Thursday, June 28th at 8 o'clock. Swipe to win, play to win, stay to win all month long. It's a pretty big deal. Our $10,000 first chance drawing Thursday, June 28th at 8 o'clock, where you could win a share of $10,000 cash, 20 winners, or free gas. For details on Wind River's Group Therapy Swipe to Win promotion, log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
A great meal is always a good idea, and where better to grab a bite than Elements Restaurant? While you heat things up on the casino floor, we're heating things up in the kitchen. Elements is the place to take a break and recharge. Enjoy a friendly atmosphere and happy people, perfect for the whole family. Ask about our nightly dinner specials. All-you-can-eat breakfast buffet, only $7.77 with your River Club card. Elements Restaurant, only at Wind River Casino. For more information, call 1-800-280-UWIN. Log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They had three different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still the pull was there. He said, if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then check the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause the vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification to the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure. but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 43 years. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
We all know music is what gets you on the dance floor, but it's the entertainment that keeps you there. When it's time for your next party or major event, call Music by Robert, your entertainment professional. Over 25 years of quality and experience. Music by Robert. Weddings, 347-4500. Graduations, birthday parties, 347-4500. Retirement parties, anniversary parties, 347-4500. Get it. Call 347-4500 when planning your next party or special event. Music by Robert.
Missing in America Veterans Recovery Program, MIAP, conducts funeral escort services in the western states for veterans and their dependents free of charge. When requested by the family, MIAP will take them and their loved one on the final journey to rest in peace. Our thoughts and prayers go with the family and their grief, and we can help make this a safe and legal transport at no cost. Contact MIAP at 530-226-9900. That's 530-226-9900.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl on the Bot. 8:15 in the morning, June 11th.
I want to hear this.
75 degrees out there.
There we go. We had to hear the little guitar rip.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crown Motors, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Lincoln, Nissan, and Ram dealership serving Redding and the surrounding areas. Hey, they're your neighbors. This is going to be the second probably biggest buy you make anymore. Didn't used to be, but now it is with cars. Why not take it? Why not buy it from a neighbor, somebody that cares about what they do? And they do down at Redding Crown Motors. They've got used cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit every need. If you don't want that brand new one, and those brand new ones, they make great, great deals with you. They take great pride in the vehicles they sell and the service that they give their customers. Give them a call or stop by 555 Cypress Avenue. Give them a call at 223-2177 and get the deal of a lifetime right there at Crown Motors.
We are so glad you're joining us this morning here on KCNR 1460. The Chat Pack, love you guys. And you're going to love this series that we're doing this week, 8 o'clock. We are going to be bringing on your young entrepreneurs, is what we're calling them. And this morning with us, we have Dan Lockwood and Will Keeler. Welcome to the show, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Great. This is, you know, we've got these young bucks here. We know we're just can't wait to hear what's coming out of them. What are you guys doing?
Okay, let's start with Dan. And Dan, tell us a little bit about you.
Yeah, so I grew up here in Shasta County in Redding. Went to Shasta High School. Went to Shasta College for a couple years. Got my start at Shasta County Office of Education through my best friend's father, who's Alan Swanson. And worked there for a number of years in the IT department. Fortunately, I had parents that were able to support me and help me develop as I was growing up. I got my first computer when I was about 7 or 8 years old, Apple IIgs, old Apple IIgs. Yeah, everyone remembers those.
Now, when you start talking computers, you have certain visions of people,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and you've got a guy
here. Dan's... doesn't fit that vision. Our IT guy does, not bad.
I don't have the glasses.
But he's like 6'3", and it looks like he could bench press a Volkswagen. So anyway, okay, Dan, sorry, I didn't mean to break him. Keep going. Okay, so you got your first computer was an Apple what?
Apple IIgs.
Is that a computer?
Yeah, it used to be a computer, yeah. Okay. There's probably somebody listening who knows what that looks like.
Yeah, well, listen, right back.
That old refrigerator size.
We've got Boomer Tech here with our computer. Love him, our computer geek expert, right next to you. Our producer, Bob Belongi.
No.
Yeah, no,
okay,
I say that with loving, with endearing love about that. Yes, go ahead. Yeah.
No, so I actually started writing software on that thing. QBasic or AppleSoft Basic, actually. So I was using that locked in my room for hours and hours on end. And that's kind of how I got my start.
And they supported you. You folks said.
Yes, absolutely.
They saw this was your passion. Mm-hmm. Were you gaming at that time?
I did play some games, but, not too much.
How old were you then during this time frame?
Like I said, I think it probably got started when I was about 7 or 8. On the Apple and then, pretty much all the way through high school and through college.
Now, was this your passion there? Did you have time for extracurricular activities, or was it just computer?
Primarily computers. I mean, I played sports, had friends, you know, and did all the other stuff that young kids do to get in trouble, I guess. But I knew this is what I wanted to do, this type of thing, this industry. So.
And you knew that from an early age?
Yes.
Okay. So you went through Shasta College, and then you started working at the Office of Education.
Yep, correct.
And do you how did you get into what you're doing now?
I was at the Office of Ed for about 6 years or so, and knew at that point I wanted to make a change. I mean, I still liked what I was doing, but I just wanted a different environment. So, fortunately, in that place, I had the opportunity to meet lots of different people in the community and, school districts and public sector and the county and that kind of stuff. Got in touch with a gentleman by the name of Jason Eatman, who's now my business partner. Did a couple projects with him and eventually ended up going to work for another company that he had opened an office here in Reading for. So left Shasta County Office Ed, went over worked with Jason, and we were working together there for about 5 years. About 5 years down the road, we decided we didn't want to be there anymore for various reasons and left that and opened up our own business in March of 2009, which is Development Group.
Okay, so you started Development Group in March of 2009, and you've been growing ever since.
That's correct, yeah.
So you've got, how many offices do you have now?
Yep. Three offices here in Reading, and then up north in Medford, Oregon, and then a small office down in Sacramento.
And what do you do for people?
So the short explanation is, we build communication networks. All the plumbing and back-end stuff that people and consumers don't see that allows you to connect the internet and connect to people and do the things that you do, with your smartphone and your computer and all those type of things.
Okay, I want to take a break on that because I want to get into this a little bit more about when you say you build a communications network. And I hope you can make this so simple that even I can understand this. We'll be right back. We'll be right back. Carl and the Bob, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
The mood for fair? The Shasta District Fair opens Wednesday, June 13th, but now is the time to purchase your advance passes and save as much as 30% on daily entrance and carnival wristbands. Join us for Pepsi Waterworks Park Kids Day on Wednesday with free admission for kids 12 and under, plus special ride all day for one prize carnival wristbands, and be sure to catch the prize drawings at 6 p.m. on the Pepsi stage. Friday, it's country music heartthrob Colin Ray. Saturday, auto races, and Sunday, Destruction Derby, plus the Shasta Idol Competition, Tribute to the Eagles, High Flying Motorcycle Show, the Junior Livestock Auction, and much more. Are you in the mood? Save 30% on carnival ride and admission tickets. Go online to ShastaDistrictFair.com or call the fairgrounds office to find the ticket location nearest you. Advance tickets save you up to 30%, but must be purchased by the close of business Tuesday, June 12th. The Shasta District Fair opens June 13th at the fairgrounds in Anderson.
Here's another satisfied customer of Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog.
Hello, Dal. I wanted to ask you how you happened to bring your bus to Cars.
We checked around the community. Our bus is top priority to transport our residents, so we're always a major concern about safety and inspection. We knew about your character and great reputation, so we lined it up. Cars actually comes over and picks our bus up.
So our concierge service makes it pretty easy for you there at Hilltop, right?
It helps us out tremendously. I mean, we're a very active community.
Thank you. And of course, safety is number one. And we are doing the state safety inspection every 45 days. Isn't that the schedule, Dal?
Every 45 days we have it done. It's a top priority for us when we're out transporting our seniors and veterans in the community.
Obviously. Well, thank you so much for taking our call today, Dal.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Spadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Ryan, technician with Safe Light Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With Safe Light, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster. Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight. We'll even handle the paperwork. It's easy. A quick call is all it takes. So choose SafeLight.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, Carl and the Bot. Our guests today are Dan Lockwood and Will Keeler, young entrepreneurs here in North State in the city of Reading. And we've just been talking to Dan about his company, the development group, and what they do. And he's going to explain in like 1 minute and 2 minutes how you build a communications network and what that does.
Okay. So, you know, about half our business comes from public sector, cities, counties, school districts, community colleges, state government. And, you know, just like your small business or even at your home, I mean, you know, they need to exchange information on their computers, run their financial systems, update websites, you know, do all that kind of stuff. So our business is not the endpoints. You know, we don't do PC support or application development or servers or printers, the things that the users would normally interact with. We facilitate and provide all the plumbing and connectivity, which allows all those devices to work together and talk.
Okay, so I understand that. So you're doing the backbone of a business and how they talk to each other then.
Yep, you got it.
Okay.
That's the best explanation I can give you.
When you said 1 minute, he was right there.
Well, you know what?
I said, make it a soundbite. He follows directions very well.
Okay, our other guest today, Will Keeler, and good morning, Will.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, you know what? Again, another example of what we think is the future, of what we believe is the future of Reading in the North State. And, Will, tell us a little bit about yourself. You haven't lived here your whole life, though.
No, that's right. I've been in Reading since 2004. I grew up in San Francisco. I joined the military in 1999 and did 5 years. And when it came time for the end of my service, I was looking for a place where I could potentially start a family and further my education, and I had some family here in Reading, and lo and behold, I've been here for, 8 years now.
Well, thank you, first of all, for your service.
Thank you.
And which branch were you in?
I was in the Navy. I did two combat deployments aboard the USS Nimitz in support of Operation Enduring Freedom and Iraqi Freedom.
Okay. Well, thank you again so much for your service. We appreciate that. Okay, and so you came up here to Reading and decided that this was going to be a good place to put down some roots, huh?
Yeah, I love it here, whether it's the outdoors and everything that's provided in that sense, or the people here. I've really made a connection with the community. So every place has its drawbacks. We all know that. But the upside to Reading is huge. That's why I love it here, and that's why I plan on staying here for a long, long time.
Well, you know what? That's the same reason we came here. Is that we had to make a choice back about the same time that you were coming here about whether we were going to stay in Reading or take another job someplace else. And we decided that Reading is the kind of place we want to stay in. I mean, it's got almost all those things that you need.
So you're right here on Market Street, your business, Will, Keeler Financial and Insurance Services. Tell us about when you got out of the Navy and you decided to get your education, what made you go into this? In this kind of business?
Sure. Well, I've always had an interest in numbers and investments and things of that nature. So I started exploring around a little bit, see what opportunities were available. I entered the insurance industry with a different company, and I wasn't really comfortable with their culture and how they ran their business. So I started looking around to see which company I would like to work for, and I found New York Life. And everything that I was looking for, New York Life offered it to me. They're a great company with a great culture. They've been doing business for over 166 years. So I said, this is something that I want to be a part of, and got with New York Life back in 2008, and I'm still actively contracted with them, although I do business as Keeler Financial and Insurance Services.
That's cool. So both of you had to go into what it is to just set up business. I mean, you know, you've the marketing plan, renting a space, all the stuff that we know what goes involved with, you know, opening a business, paying for the lights, paying for the insurance. It's a big step. It's not just it's more than just renting an apartment. There's a lot more to owning a business. But, again, here you guys are the young entrepreneurs of our future and currently doing it. What do you typically see in a day, Will?
Well, like any business owner, we have to wear multiple hats. So a day can involve many things, whether it's marketing. I try to see clients every day. That's where my heart is, and that's what I really enjoy doing. But there's other stuff that goes along with it as far as strategic planning, paying the bills, just the day-to-day operations, administrative stuff and whatnot.
Yeah, then we all run into that. And same probably, we've got, let's see, about a minute and a half left. Let's go to Dan. Dan, what's your typical day like here? Or is there a typical day?
I don't know if there's such a thing as a typical day, but, you know, very similar to what Will described is, you know, we're pretty much as a business owner, you do whatever we need to do that day to make the business run. So, you know, our strategy the last year to help to continue our growth is to, you know, make sure that we've got, you know, the right people at the right seats on the bus and, you know, we have backup in the various areas of the business that need attention, you know, finance and our engineering staff and sales and so on. So, you know, my day is pretty much wherever I'm needed at any given time. If, you know, we're short in engineering, then I'll go help out there. You know, if we're doing an event or something, I'll help with the event. You know, or any kind of operational issue that needs attention as well.
Well, that's what it is for being a small business owner, is that you go where you have to go to make it work, and that it's easier probably to work for somebody else, but maybe it's not quite as satisfying as to work for somebody else.
Yeah, no, I agree with that, absolutely.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here for the news, and when we come back, we're going to talk to Dan and Will about what they see as the future of Shasta County and the North State. Obviously, they're here and they're working hard, and they believe that there is a big future right here for the young entrepreneurs. We'll be right back.
Fox News Radio, I'm Kirsten McNary. The Secretary of Commerce involved in back-to-back car accidents in San Gabriel, California.
Commerce Department spokeswoman says John Bryson suffered a seizure as he was driving in suburban Los Angeles Saturday and got into a pair of collisions.
The Secretary was found unconscious behind the wheel.
L.A. County Sheriff's Lieutenant Margarito Robles says Bryson was cited for felony hit and run. He spent the night in a hospital. He was given medicine to treat the seizure, and he's now back here in D.C.
Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson. The jury in the Penn State Jerry Sandusky sex abuse trial hearing opening arguments.
Significant amount of evidence being brought into the courthouse by the prosecutors. Among the items, we saw a ski board. We saw golf clubs. These are believed to be gifts that Mr. Sandusky allegedly gave to some of the alleged victims. As soon as today, we could hear from one of the alleged victims.
Fox's David Lee Miller outside the courthouse. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Hi, I'm Deanna Wallner. My husband Andy and his brother Patrick cherish the memory of their founder, Al Barefoot Wallner, for his commitment to build a company based on integrity, superior service, and 100% customer satisfaction. The Wallner family employ professionals highly trained to assist you in saving both water and energy. They can provide water audits to save money while conserving our precious natural resources. Wallner's team can provide you with water-saving dual-flush toilets, low-flow shower heads, and a selection of the most energy-efficient heating, air conditioning, and solar water heating systems on the market today. You can depend on Wallner. They have a proven reputation as the North State's total comfort specialist for real service, real experience, real value, real savings, and real guarantees. No job is too large. Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Over 44 years serving Shasta and Tehama counties.
What are you gonna do for dinner tonight? What are you in the mood for?
How about a Jack's Grill, literally world-famous steak, a pork tender filet mignon, a hot and juicy New York, or brochet of beef cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile? Not in the mood for steak? How about deep-fried jumbo prawns, tender ocean scallops, or crunchy golden brown southern fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato, or french fries in a large family-style bowl of tossed green salad with homemade dressing of your choice? Are you in the mood? Well, then tonight is your night to do Jack's Grill, a Reading landmark for over 70 years, serving the finest USDA choice meats, aged and prepared to perfection. Settle in for an evening with your friends, family, or that special someone. Order your favorite beverage and then sit back and prepare yourself for a superb dining experience. When you are in the mood, do Jack's Grill, open Monday through Saturday on California Street, downtown Reading.
Love your legs again. You don't have to live with varicose veins. MD Imaging encourages you to take a new look at the different options available to help you love your legs again. Our non-surgical solutions eliminate varicose veins with no hospital stay, little scarring, and no lengthy recovery. Our vein specialists offer the latest treatments that provide many benefits over what you may have heard about vein treatments in the past. And MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialists to find out about your options. Love your legs again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945, the North State's only comprehensive vein center, MD Imaging.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl on the bot. 8:35 in the morning on June the 11th. It is a beautiful day out there.
Currently 75 degrees in the downtown studios. Oh, Bob, I think that's called your happy pad.
Is that your happy pad?
Hey, man, you can tell he loves it. That's how
he sits there. He rubs it on himself.
Currently 75 degrees. It's going to be 92 today. Weather's always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards. And don't forget Father's Day brunch. And they're going to do a fly fishing exhibit during Father's Day brunch out at the ranch.
That's right, because you have a little pond right there by where you're eating.
I don't even know if you need a pond for that. You can fly fish on the grass
It's just not as easy catching fish, though.
No. Well, okay. What are you trying to catch anyway?
Anyway, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for military and for seniors. Man's Last Stronghold. Catch up on your reading, catch up on your conversations. They get, you know what? Great haircuts there. And like I said, if you want to catch up on National Geographic or Guns and Ammo or Car and Track, they're there. Cypress Square Barbershop right off Adams Avenue. I love it there. You know, Bob loves it there.
We were watching Mountain Men last
night. Oh, wait a minute. And so, Will, do you go there too?
I will not let anybody but Tim cut my hair.
There you go. All right. All right, Dan, you better hurry on down there next time.
I'm headed there.
Because you've got the type of haircut they like to do, too.
These guys have buzz cuts. I love them.
That's it. Okay, here our guests are Dan Lockwood and Will Keeler, our young entrepreneurs of the, for today. We've got this going all week long, learning more about the young guys that are here, the young guns that are coming in to start businesses and all that.
Dan's business is the Development Group, which was established in March 2009, a native of Reading, and branched out in three different cities. Mm-hmm. And Will Keeler from Keeler Financial and Insurance Services. Will is located on Market Street. And
a Navy veteran.
A Navy veteran. Thank you again. And before we took the break, we were saying, Will, we want to talk more about what happens in a day, and how does someone get a hold of you? Are you going to be doing some kind of seminars, or is somebody talking about, I am confused about what's happening with Spain, my money, with the stock market? What do you think?
Sure. Well, as far as Spain is concerned, in my opinion, without getting into the microeconomics of it, it really just equals more uncertainty. And that's kind of been the theme for the last few years. So a lot of my clients are looking for safe havens, for guarantees. So we try and take Spain and Greece and all of Europe right out of the equation and say, who is some financial institution that can guarantee my money, that can guarantee that I will have a certain level of safety. And I think safety's paramount.
I think you're absolutely right, Will, because so many people, and we know so many people, including us, they just got hammered over the last 3 years. Is there a guaranteed safe institution out there?
Well, the guarantees come down to the ability of the company and their financial strength. And when I obviously represent New York Life, so we have AAA ratings by all the major rating carriers as far as our financial strength. And what that means to the average person out there is that New York Life has the ability to pay the commitments that they make, to keep the promises that they've made.
Well, that's good. It would be nice if everybody could keep the promises they made. And for you, Dan, for your growth here, I mean, you're seeing, I mean, this is tough times out there. And we were talking a little bit about this during the break, how when we started the radio station in the middle of the worst recession that we'd been in since the Depression, and we probably should have known more. Maybe we didn't know as much as you two obviously do. But what do you see here in the next 5 years for your company?
Well, I think if I would have known that was the case, I would have probably picked a different time to start a business. But, yes, I think, you know, our growth in the future is going to come, you know, expanding our geographic coverage and getting more business out of the areas that we're in now. You know, that may or may not necessarily result in more offices. But yeah, it's pretty much just analyzing the markets, we call markets. And understanding, you know, what the customer base is and what the competition is, just business fundamentals. And you know, we'll look across the region and the country and find those areas and pursue them. Yeah.
So you're not just, even though you're mainly up here in the North State, you're not locked into here.
No, you can
travel and do those.
Yeah, not necessarily. I mean, our approach and the way that we have our delivery system structured is, you know, we can import the engineering resources to deliver the solutions, you know, pretty much anywhere in the country. You know, right now we're a regional business. You know, we'll go down south to the California Valley and then up about halfway into Oregon and Reno and that area. But we do have a number of customers, you know, that have a national footprint. You know, they have offices across the country and a couple international locations as well. So, you know, because we're managing those projects and doing a good job with it, we can, you know, deliver those solutions, you know, irrespective of having an office next door to the customer.
So if you're just tuning in, you're hearing Dan Lockwood from the Development Group, and we are talking about the young entrepreneurs as well as with Will Keeler, Keeler Financial and Insurance Services. And I'm going to start with a question that is Oprah-esque when we get back from a break. And I just love it here. I'm in a room with all these guys, and I'm going to ask you something about kind of a feel-goody question. Are you guys ready?
Sure.
All right, we'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with free pre-approvals and an experienced staff who will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
It's not how many hours we put in. It's how we put in the hours. It's not just how well we know our clients. It's how well we know their case. It's not just the years of experience or a reputation. It's about results. Results you can expect with knowledge of the law, community recognition, and assertive representation you can count on. The Law Office of Lucky Jesrani. Call today, 241-3350, 241-3350.
Ah yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time.
It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now, there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows, if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
We are live, like I said. I was telling the guys this break. Hey, you put the headphones on and we are live. 8:43 in the morning here on KCNR 1460. What are we playing there? Fleetwood Mac. Yeah.
Oh, you know what? It's too.
I want
what?
Some big bump music.
Didn't their guitarist just die?
Yeah, Bob Welch.
Yeah, Bob Welch just died. Yeah.
Well, so, I don't know.
He was one of the writers.
Yeah, he was not the guitarist.
He just wrote it. Okay.
No, he was just in town performing, the guitarist of Fleetwood Mac.
This portion of the show is brought to you by
Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Hey, you know what? They have such incredible deals on coffee. Coffee of the month. When they do their specials, you get a 20-ounce hot or cold super drink for $3. And you can go and get back your coffee beans there. They are so supportive of our community. If you're looking to get a housewarming present or hostess gift, you can get wine or coffee. And, of course, you know, they have the best walk-in humidor in all of the North State.
Maybe all of California.
Well, my dad comes in town. We definitely go to the humidor and take a visit.
Oh, yeah.
Before we go down Father's Day, we're going to hit
right. Discounts for veterans, too. Okay. Our guests today are Dan Lockwood and Will Keeler. They're starting off our Young Entrepreneur Week, and frankly, this is a great way to start because you two guys are rocking in here. And Dan Lockwood has a development group, and Will Keeler has a Keeler Financial and Insurance Services, and Linda wants to ask you a feel-good question.
Oh, well, you know, you guys, of course, you come in all professional-looking, and as you should, you know, young entrepreneurs start our week off thinking about what it is. Like, what am I going to do with my life? You've gone out on your own. Both of you gone out on your own. Yes, you're working, Will, with New York Life. And, yes, you know, of course, Mac. And, you know, you have to work with corporations. You have to work with companies. We do, too. We have, even though we own our business, we still have to, you know, write into Fox News and say how many times we played there, whatever, you know. And we can follow the rules with those certain things, and we like living by our own guidelines. But I want to start with you, Dan, and I want to say, besides your work, what's your passion?
Oh, I don't know that I have a close second, but, you know, exercise, take care of myself, spend time with my wife.
Cool. And when you say exercise, is it a gym or do you go out or do you run? What is your sport?
I do outdoor stuff, take advantage of the area, you know, running and, spend some time out at the lake and those type of things. But, I spend some time over at Adamson's Peak Performance over on Bocelli.
Well, that's where we go.
When we go, yep.
They are.
Right, Dylan's staff does a nice job.
Oh, man, yeah, I'll tell absolutely. You what. It's great to go to that gym. So, yeah, I like to find out, you know, where are you when you're not behind your work? And a lot of times when we love our work, it really is part of so much of our world. Will, what's your passion?
My passion is for my two kids. I've got a wonderful 5-year-old daughter and an awesome 2-year-old son. And everything that I do is really about them. And then after my kids, it would be community involvement. I'm an active member of the Active 2030 Club here in town. I'm also a Rotarian. And I'm involved with a couple other organizations as well. So that's really where my passion is.
Which Rotary are you a member of?
Reading West Rotary.
Okay, Reading West. You're not in that Sunset group of crazy people, then.
No, fortunately not.
Okay, well, I'm kind of like that one.
Now, is that the Thursday afternoon one?
That is Tuesday.
Okay. We've been to a couple of them, and, you know, I mean, it's just you, the Rotarians, what you guys do is amazing, too. So, well, that's cool. And so that wasn't a loaded question. It was just to see, you know, what What is the other thing? What else makes you tick, basically?
The other thing, too, on the 2030 Club, can you tell just a little bit about that? I think Lucky Jesrani, he's the president of that, right?
That's right. Well, Lucky. Up until this past weekend, Lucky was the president. He is the immediate past president now, and Cameron Middleton is the president of the club for
Cameron.
This year.
Okay.
Yep. So we're a community-based organization with an emphasis on helping underprivileged children here in Shasta County. And we do that through a number of different events. And I really encourage anybody who's between the age of 21 and 39 to come check us out. We've got a large presence online. We're easy to find. Come down to a social. Come down to a business meeting. Check us out. Get involved. You won't be disappointed.
You all do a lot for the people in this town, that's for sure. Okay, we talk about what you've done and what you've accomplished so far and, you know, what your kind of immediate plans are. But let me ask you a question about just the North State in Reading. Is Reading, and let me preface it with this, is I saw something in the paper the other day that Reading is one of the easiest places to start a small business in California. And California, of course, is bad for business in many ways. But that Reading is, and Shasta County has come up as being really a good place to start a business. Have you found that, Dan?
I'd say largely that's an accurate statement. I think the biggest challenge we have, I expect it's, similar in many other businesses, is staffing, right? It's finding the right people that have the skills that we need. Our industry is obviously specialized, it's technical. We've had some luck finding resources here, but we've also had to invest a lot of time and resources in training those people to grow them up and to make them bigger individuals. Occasionally we'll have a specific need that we need to fill that we're not able to locally, so we've got to go outside the area.
You know what, that's a really good point, and you see this as a kind of a common thread to a lot of the businesses, is finding the people to do it. And yours is a very technical business. Does Shasta College have any type of program out there that gives them enough background that they could step into a business like yours?
Yeah, Shasta College has the Cisco Network Academy, which directly maps to our business, and that's a good starting place. But what I tell people that have been in a program like that is, you don't even see how big the universe is once you've completed a program like that. So, it's a good place to start, but then, that's where we have to step in and make an investment and try to grow that individual.
And what about you, Will? When you see here, when you're here as starting a business and the, of course, yours is more of a personal, I can train somebody to do this type of business as opposed to the technology side, but what do you see here?
Yeah, I think Shasta County is a great place to do business. I think anybody who started up their own business will agree that it's just not easy. I don't care where you're at. There's going to be challenges, and it's going to be difficult. But I think one of the great things about Shasta County that really was helpful for me is that people will go out of their way to work with somebody locally, to have that connection, that face-to-face, the ability to dial a local number and talk to a real person, as opposed to going online and dealing with an 800 number, where maybe you can save a couple dollars, but those dollars leave the community. Whereas working with somebody local, you see those people at the grocery store, you see them at your daycare, whatever the case may be. You have a community relationship, and I think that's one of the strengths of Shasta County.
Okay. I agree.
I think you're absolutely right. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here before we start our last segment. Carl,
when we come back, we are talking to our young entrepreneurs Dan Lockwood and Will Keeler, kicking off this Monday. We'll have our young entrepreneurs all week long, so you want to stay tuned. We'll be right back after these messages on KCNR 1460.
In the mood for fair? The Shasta District Fair opens Wednesday with free grandstand and Pepsi stage entertainment, including high-flying motorcycle action Wednesday night, a tribute to the Eagles Thursday, Friday night's Colin Ray concert, Saturday night auto racing, and Sunday destruction derby, hypnotist Chris Mabry, carnival, junior livestock auction, and much more. Pepsi Waterworks Park Kids Day is Wednesday with free admission 12 and under and the Pepsi stage drawing at 6 p.m. Thursday is Seniors Day with free admission 62 and older and the annual wine tasting event from 6 to 9 p.m. Try a taste of Northern California wines in the Shasta
Shasta Wine Garden, open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. daily, and sponsored by Shasta Cascade Viticulture Association, promoting local wineries. Enjoy a glass of wine produced by one of our many local wineries in a comfortable adult setting. You know a good wine when you taste it, and what better place to try our locally grown wine than during your day at the Shasta District Fair? Purchase your favorite by the glass or by the bottle. Discover this special venue behind the office at the main entrance to the fairgrounds, the Shasta District Fair at the fairgrounds in Anderson.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried meats, cheeses, fruits, vegetables, and non-hybrid seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But what kind of crisis should you plan for? Civil unrest? Earthquake? Monetary crisis? Flood? Fire? Isn't Mount Lassen due? Here at the Patriot, we carry the Extreme Emergency Kit. It is a large plastic pail that contains water filtration system, stove, hand crank, flashlight, and radio, 4 blankets, 2 tube tents, first aid kits, food for 2 people for 2 weeks, and a various assortment of useful things that you may need when you need them, all for over $100 less than most internet sites. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bach.
No, I won't back down. No, I won't back
8:54 down. Here on KCNR 1460.
This portion of the show is brought to you by, of course, Redding Harley-Davidson. What can I say except it was great riding. Established in 1977 by David and Robin Wright. Of course, they're going strong here. Anything that you want to get from Harley-Davidson, you want from a bike, from a motorcycle down to a hat, they've got it. In fact, Indie Guy brought us something, a hog pig. It was a little stuffed pig with dressed like with his leathers on. And that way he brought it in Friday. So thanks, Indie Guy. But anything that you want for a Harley-Davidson, a full-service facility, technicians that know exactly what they're doing, and the salespeople there will put you on the right bike. You can trade yours in. You can sell it through them. They've got financing available. They're at 1268 Twin View Boulevard. You can give them a call at 241-7117. They're open from Tuesday to Saturday. They're not open today, but you go on down tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Redding Harley-Davidson. If you're going to ride, ride a Harley. Experience the ride. Live the dream.
And we love to ride.
We love to ride. Our guest, Dan Lockwood from Development Group, and Will Keeler of Keeler Financial and Insurance Services. Our first two, we started off the week with a couple of winners, obviously. Of course, all the ones that will be on this week will be winners. Dan, we talk about the future, and we talked about, you know, kind of what your businesses are doing, all that. But what do you think of the North State in the future of Northern California as far as business? Obviously, you started it here. We're going to kind of catch up, or we're going to kind of fix what was going on?
That's a tough question. I always hate and hesitate to make predictions. I think the way I see this area developing and what I would hope to see is that, you know, we can continue to benefit and appreciate the natural blessings that we have around here, the outdoors and, all the activities and things that are available to us. Will mentioned earlier, the sense of community that we have. I think, there's a lot of really great people here. We have a great community and it's involved and caring. And I think that's a great environment. From a business standpoint, I mean, I think we could make some progress and put some people to work, and give people an opportunity to advance and do better for themselves. You know, I think a combination of those two things would be kind of the ideal future in my mind.
Okay. And Will.
Yeah, well, to try and answer your question a little bit, a couple months ago, the Economic Development Corporation hosted an event down at the Civic Center called the Game Changers, and they put out a lot of good information. The thing I took away from there is that it's their opinion that the strength of renting is going to have to come from our downtown. When we look at similar cities around the country, they have a strong and vibrant downtown. So I really think if we want to improve Reading and the North State in general, a lot of that emphasis is going to have to come out of the downtown Reading area. That's why I really support the Downtown Reading Business Association, Viva Downtown, all of those organizations, because they're going to start us off and it's going to have an effect that's going to really improve all of Reading.
Yeah.
I think that you're exact. I think you're absolutely right.
And again, that. We were talking about the strong, what it is in your both of your businesses, being able to mentor people and teach people to come. There are people who really have the work ethic, not really sure what to do, or would need a little mentoring or leadership on how to really feel good about engaging and maybe haven't had the opportunity, and maybe how they were raised and how to really engage. This is the fine line of where you have people that succeed and people who fall back out of the system and get into the system and get up, you know, on the system, on the dole, if we will, when they can be really doing something with their lives where they feel an accomplishment. And so, you know, we shout out to you guys. We know that just being the young entrepreneurs that you are, we know that you're going to engage with that as well and help our community evolve.
You know, what I like to do is have people like y'all sit down in a room and lock you in there, you know, 10 or 12 of you or 15 of you, and you can't come out till you come out with 10 ideas to build businesses here in Reading, because I have a feeling that y'all will be really outside the box, where you get other people that don't think that far outside the box and make you come up with 10 or 12 or 15 ideas that then the city could do or the county could do. I would like that. I would like to see that.
And then the county has to lift all the restrictions for about 6 minutes.
All right. Tomorrow we're going to get into our second day of Young Entrepreneurs. Plus, we've got we're going to be talking crime. We're going to be talking, is crime overtaking us here? You know, I don't think so, but we need to talk about it. How can you be safe here? Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You've been listening to Casey and our Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. Prosecutors start making their case against the former Penn State football coach accused of abusing young boys. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso is live at the trial in Bellefonte, Pennsylvania.
Jerry Sandusky, who maintains his innocence, and his wife Dottie in the front row as 8 alleged victims who will testify had their pictures shown in court. The prosecution describing the testimony we're about to hear, calling it severe, and also saying that the memories of the alleged victims, now young men, may not be perfect, but that they'll show emotion, humiliation, and shame, three things they say combined equal their silence and the reason they never came forward. Jerry Sandusky's fate now looms largely on how well his lawyers can attack the credibility and motives of alleged victims and witnesses in their efforts to cast a shadow of a doubt. Chris?
A spokeswoman says Commerce Secretary John Bryson had a seizure, confirming he was involved in two car crashes in Los Angeles Saturday. After the second, says she